Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Greg in just a moment.
Are you looking for some land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? The Oklahoma Land Commission is offering for lease at public auction over 3,000 acres of land in 33 counties. Now, the 28th Annual School Land Trust Lease Auction will begin October the 18th in Beaver, Oklahoma, and conclude November the 1st in Stillwater, Oklahoma. October the 18th, 21 leases are up for bid at the Beaver County Fairgrounds. Tuesday, October 19th, 9 a.m., 36 leases up for bid at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds. And at 2 p.m., bidding for 28 Texas County leases at the Texas County Fairgrounds in Guymon. Call 1-888-35-LANDS for all the locations for the auction sites, or go to the website clo.ok.gov for all the Oklahoma School Land auction information. School land leases, a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming. So call now for more information, 1-888-35-LANDS.
He's the chief economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Greg Dowd, very concerned about the proposed marketing rules of the U.S. Department of Agriculture as proposed by their agency, GPSA. These rules will drastically change how we market cattle potentially in these United States. And Greg Dowd says one of the problems that he has with the USDA proposal at this point, we simply don't know what the economic impact will be. That's why he agrees with members of Congress who've asked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to come up with an economic analysis before he moves any further along with the GPSA proposed rules.
Well, the Secretary himself has said this is one of the most sweeping rules in terms of the Packers and Stockyards Act and regulating the livestock industry in the United States in the history of doing this since 1921. It's interesting that USDA, when they promulgated this rule, means when they wrote this rule, came up with this, they didn't do any economic analysis. They didn't have, they have no number in terms of what this does to the industry. And everybody's saying, wait a minute, you've written a rule here, you've written a regulation, and you don't know what the impact of it is going to be. And obviously Congress is saying this is way beyond what we ask you to do in the Farm Bill. And I think a lot of people, members of Congress, are saying, you know, we see a trend here. We see a trend in the auto industry, the banking industry, healthcare. You know, now this is trickling over into the livestock sector and into agriculture. And let's put a little analysis on this, some numbers on this, and have a discussion about what this is all about before we go any further here.
Greg, I know that this letter that has gone to Secretary Vilsack, over 100 members of Congress signing it, but it really started at the leadership of the House Ag Committee.
Well, I think it did. Chairman Colin Peterson from Minnesota, I think the more he learned about this and had conversations with his folks at home, he realized that, wait a minute, this is has much broader implications than what we may be hearing out of USDA. And, of course, Congressman Frank Lucas from Oklahoma was hugely involved in the initial discussions and bringing USDA up to Capitol Hill and saying, wait a minute, this thing isn't quite as advertised. We need to take a closer look at that. Both of those guys have done an incredible job here of making sure that their colleagues on the House Ag Committee and across all of agriculture, we need to have a better understanding of what's in this rule and the economic impact of it. And they're driving that point home right now with their colleagues on Capitol Hill, and they deserve a lot of credit for that.
NCBA's Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Sunday, October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Don't miss two big sales. Starting at 11:30 a.m., it's the Fall Celebration Female Sale, selling 80 Hereford heifers, cows, calves, and donors. Then at 1:30 p.m., it's the Ranch Ready Bull Sale, selling 75 Hereford bulls. Two big sales on October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Go to starlakehereford.com for more information. Star Lake Cattle Ranch, demand the brand.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.